Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, March the 23rd. And welcome to our commentary. I hope your team is winning in the March Madness. I mean, it's been a real unbelievable number of games. And I guess Texas is playing tonight. I'm cheering for them. And Texas A&M is playing tomorrow. I'm cheering for them. But there will only be 16 teams on Sunday night. They started with 64, and they're going to be up to to 16 on there were 64, and they're going to end up with 16 on Sunday night. I want to talk a little bit today about some rumors about vice president for Mr. Trump. A couple some names out there that I think are really interesting and would actually add a great deal to a Trump ticket. Before we get there, though, I just want to bring back everybody to this incident that happened on the border in El Paso, Texas, where you had this rush of people who were trying to get in. And, you know, it was a horrible thing. Thankfully, they were put down and the guard there at the border acted well and correctly. But a couple of things that I just do not understand. First of all, total silence from President Biden. He doesn't come out and make a statement. He doesn't come out and say, look, I'm the president and, you know, I'm going to make sure that the border is protected and so on and so on. No statement from President Biden, nothing from him. What a wasted opportunity for him to make a point, but he didn't say a darn thing about it. And then the press secretary, when she's confronted about this incident, she starts blaming Trump or blaming the governor of Texas. I mean, what a disgrace. What is an absolute disgrace to see that happen. So, you know, on one hand, the federal government is saying that this is our responsibility, but then on the other hand, they don't do anything. They kind of leave it in the hands of Texas. Well, Texas has to act. And hopefully this whole issue over SB4 will be settled soon. But I think the country got to see those images, and those images are going to be part of the Trump campaign, I guarantee you. And they should be. They should be. I think those images remind everybody of how crazy it is at the border at the moment. Well, there's some new names are popping up with respect to a candidate for vice president with President Trump, and some of them are just absolutely fascinating names that we are hearing. The latest one is Senator Rubio from Florida. Now, no one had talked that much about Senator Rubio until the last week, but I think he would be an outstanding choice. Now, they do have a constitutional issue they're going to have to settle because they're both from Florida. And you cannot have two candidates from the same state. So more than likely, I guess Trump would have to change his residence or Senator Rubio would have to resign and change residence. I don't know which one of those two would happen, but one of the two would have to happen. But I think he would be an outstanding choice, not only because he would appeal to Hispanics and maybe appeal to the younger generation, but the guy is very talented. If you've ever seen Marco Rubio talk about foreign policy, for example, if you've ever seen him talk about just national security, this is a really talented guy. He's also, I think, very, very well versed on domestic issues, and he would be a real asset for the Trump administration in dealing with immigration and the border issues and Latin America. That's another great opportunity for somebody like a Vice President Rubio. So I like that choice a lot. I think that would make a lot of sense for President Trump. And you have to understand that whoever Trump chooses to be vice president is going to have a heads up on the 2028 campaign. So you got to consider that too. And of course, there's always the important question, would he, if necessary, have the, you know, as they say, the gravitas, as they like to say, to become president? And I think Rubio would. I think Marco Rubio has demonstrated that he's a very serious man and someone who could be president in the event of an emergency with the president. So I like that choice a lot. I like the choice of Marco Rubio a great deal. Now, some of the other names that I've seen, you know, for example, J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio, I think he would be a very good choice. He certainly would bring youth and vigor to the ticket, and that's something that doesn't hurt. I think he would also appeal to a broad base of voters. Tim Scott, who is sort of Mr. Amiable, I think everybody loves Tim Scott. So I think he would be the kind of guy who could take the ticket maybe to places where the Republicans have not been before. African Americans, obviously, would be one example. But I think Tim Scott would do very well, in the campaign, appealing to suburban women and so on. Now, the next choice, if you really want to get serious about national security, and that could be a major issue in this campaign, I think national security could end up being a very serious issue in this campaign. It already is, but it could get a lot worse when you think of all the issues out there, Taiwan, Ukraine, Iran. So if you really wanted to inject a really, really strong national security person, then you could go with Secretary Pompeo as your vice president. Now, he served in Congress. He was in the CIA. He was Secretary of State under President Trump. So this is a man with tremendous national security credentials. And I think he would be a very, very strong addition to the ticket as well. Senator Cotton from Arkansas is also a very strong national security candidate who I think, again, a younger man who would appeal to, I believe, quite well to the younger generation. Governor Youngkin of Virginia, and I've always liked this guy, and that's because one of his main issues has been school choice and parental freedom and all of that at the schools, and parent controversies with school boards and all of that. He's been at the center of that debate, and that could be a very interesting choice for President Trump as well. And then last but not least, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. Now, this is a very strong lady, former veteran, someone with a strong national security background. And if you wanted to put a woman on the ticket, I think she would probably be the best of all the ladies out there. I think she would bring not just be a woman on the ticket, but she would be a very serious national security addition to the team. So I think any of these people that I just mentioned would enhance the Trump ticket quite a bit. But I'm really excited about the Marco Rubio conversation, because I think Marco Rubio is someone who would bring quite a bit of attention to the ticket, and he's a serious guy, and that's something that you have to have when you're running for president. Now, I did see a poll that was taken that the number one choice for vice president among the Republicans who were polled is actually Governor DeSantis from Florida. Now, I like Governor DeSantis too. I think he would be a great addition to the ticket. And, you know, of course, a lot of people are saying, well, what happened in the campaign? Look, forget about what happened in the campaign. People get over these things when they come together as a ticket. Now, the media is going to run these videos of whatever Senator Rubio said about, Donald Trump back in 2016, or the stuff that was back and forth between DeSantis and Trump. All that stuff is forgotten when they come together as a ticket. You know, we all remember, President Reagan Governor Reagan and Ambassador George Bush back in 1980, they came together. I mean, people come together for these sessions. I guess the ultimate one was Kennedy Johnson back in 1960. They didn't like each other, but they had to come together to win the election. And there's no question that Lyndon Johnson helped John Kennedy win that election. So I'm not hung up on what happened before, what they said to each other before. They were campaigning, and all that stuff gets passed away as once they become a ticket. So I'm very excited about the talk about Senator Rubio. Really excited about that. I think that would be a really good addition to the ticket. Now, he wouldn't help you as far as getting Florida, because you're already going to win Florida. So, I mean, that's not a candidate to let's say, pick up a state. I think he would help you with a Hispanic vote, but not because he's Hispanic, but because he's a serious guy. He's a very serious senator and someone who I would love to see. I would love to see, Marco Rubio debate Kamala Harris. I would love to see that debate in the fall. Just a quick note here from On This Day in History. On this day in history, 1775, fellow by the name of Patrick Henry. I don't remember where he said this. I think it was at the Virginia legislature at the time. Colony, of course, Virginia at the time. And he said, give me liberty or give me death. I think he said, ask for me, give me liberty and give me death. And that became kind of the rallying cry of the Revolution and the Declaration of Independence that would happen the following year. So we remember Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, on this day in 1775. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.